Legislators have agreed to expand the hours New Yorkers can drink alcohol, permitting drinks to be served at 10 a.m. on a Sunday instead of the current noon starting time. On special occasions, bars and restaurants can start serving at 8 a.m. Another measure to allow drinking in movie theaters was gaining support, but passage was still uncertain. Lawmakers were still counting votes to legalize daily fantasy sports, says Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
If the votes are there, then we'll do it.
Attorney General Eric Schneiderman halted the online games last fall, but said they could resume if the legislature acted to regulate them. Legislators were also considering a measure to legalize online poker. They were having more trouble, though, getting agreements on ethics reforms in a year that's seen the two former legislative leaders sentenced to prison and state and federal probes of Governor Cuomo's economic development projects. A measure to close a major campaign finance loophole involving limited liability companies had not gained traction in the state Senate, and other measures remain stalled as well. The one bill that was likely to pass would cancel the pensions of lawmakers convicted of a felony. The measure was initially agreed to back in March of 2015, but the Assembly has yet to act. Speaker Hastie says the pension forfeiture measure will be approved before the Assembly leaves for the year.
Pension forfeiture will be resolved one way or the other.
The Assembly wants to limit the scope of the pension forfeiture for lower-level officials, but the Senate has not wanted to alter the bill, which would be the first steps toward changing the state's constitution. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it would be a failure if no other ethics reforms are approved before the final gavel drops on the 2016 session.
The session that allows purchasing alcohol and betting online as big accomplishments would be, I think, a far cry from what I think New Yorkers deserve and want out of Albany. They want to stop reading in the newspapers about their elected officials doing the perp walk. They expect Albany to clean itself up, and they have every right to expect that.
While legislators are extending the use of one drug, alcohol, they also acted to restrict the use of other drugs, heroin and opiates. The new measure makes it easier for addicts to get treatment, eliminating some roadblocks by health insurers. It focuses more on helping people than punishing addicts with jail time, says Senate bill co-sponsor Terrence Murphy of the Hudson Valley.
It doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're black, if you're white, what religion you have. It has shaken down very, very, very good families.
Homeless advocates are disappointed with the failure in the final hours of the session to follow through with Governor Cuomo's plan to spend $2 billion on supportive and affordable housing. 6,000 of the 20,000 promised units were approved in the state budget, but a memo required to free up the rest of the money so far has failed to materialize. Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy was pessimistic when he spoke earlier in the week on the issue.
You'll notice that one of the worst-kept secrets in Albany is that funding for homelessness never seems to materialize.
One bitter advocate says the governor's promise to fund homeless housing is about as credible as a degree from Trump University. Another measure that seemed to be falling off the table as the session drew to a close, allowing ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft to operate outside of New York City. Speaker Hastie said the measure was on life support. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.